And good evening. You're listening to The Wicked, 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. And this is sports.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, we're so back.
I gotta say, I did miss sports.
I also miss sports.
Yeah, you know, it's good to be back here on sports.
That's
an all-time Wicked classic.
Yeah, that's true. So many Wicked moments have happened in this show.
Top ten Wicked moments.
Yeah, that's my favorite sport is Wicked. But obviously you're in first place.
It gets like really competitive.
It gets like you never believe how competitive it gets. Who could come up with the best bit and keep it for the longest?
We've gone pretty long on some of them.
We've gone pretty long.
Wicked bits have taken me to places you wouldn't believe.
I think. Sports is the longest running bit. I think it has to be.
The whole show is just a bit.
Yeah.
I really think it is just a bit.
You know, it's a good bit.
We've had some pretty good talking points in there.
No. Yeah. No, we haven't.
No, we've had some enlightening conversations relating to and of worms.
Yes, we have. I remember doing a very enlightening talking point about, I think it was last year, we were talking about what centers would be best at bowling that got cut short for some reason.
Okay, I got our first talking point, though.
I'm ready.
So imagine going through a drive-thru, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So everybody listening, visualize going through
Everyone, feel free to call in.
Visualize going through a drive-thru, right? You get up to, like you're driving through, like you're probably waiting behind a few cars. You get up there, you roll up, and like the thing you order off of, the menu, it's like right there. It's like standing there. It's like probably glowing. It's late at night. Is the menu the sheet with all the writing on it, or the case that that sheet is contained within?
Now, we have a little bit of a conundrum here.
There's no conundrum here.
If you say
there's no conundrum,
the drive-through menu as a single object, I imagine the whole thing. If you say we made changes to the menu, then yeah, it's like the paper, or like the abstract concept.
Okay,
of the
okay,
paper.
But like,
excuse me, I'm talking.
go ahead. You have the talking stick.
I have the talking stick. Can we get like an actual?
Can you stop interrupting him?
Oh my god, that bit. Let's bring that bit back.
Let's not.
No, but it's like.
I think you're still interrupting Matt.
No, if you say.
Hey, stop interrupting me. Anyways, so when you get up there, it's the sheet.
It's
a sheet.
Okay.
You're ordering off the sheet with the writing on it, with the pictures.
I will say, yes.
If you go,
that
say,
sheet is the menu, but if you say the drive-through menu as a concept, I imagine the whole thing.
Okay. So imagine like a new fast food restaurant. Like when you're
Are
not,
they just going
to
staple
okay,
it to the
like,
wall?
No, food. Like,
staple a piece
okay,
of
new
paper
fast food,
to the wall?
New fast food restaurant, just so like...
Hello, chat.
Just like ground zero with a fast food restaurant. You know nothing about it. We're going to call it Scranton, Ohio, the fast food restaurant, okay?
Scranton's in Pennsylvania.
That's
okay.
The bit.
Yeah, I knew that. but like at Scranton, like you go up to Scranton, Ohio, you don't know what they have. Are you going to be looking at the case that the menu?
No, but if they had just a piece of paper with nothing on it, I would say, "Wow, where's the menu?" Wait. Okay.
No. Okay. See, you see the vision
so
now.
I'm start. Actually,
even if it was just like suspended there in midair, I'd be like, "Oh, there's the menu."
If it was just
there's a Scranton, Ohio menu.
I would have bigger concerns, but I mean, if I saw like a menu in a steel case wash up on the beach, I would think, wow, where's the drive-through menu from?
Because that's
the menu.
If you only saw the case there, you'd be like, whoa, where's the menu? How am I gonna know what to order
but
from Scranton?
if you say the Scranton, Ohio's patent pending drive-through menu as
work,
a concept.
Work on that one.
As a concept, it includes the case that it's in. If you specify the drive-through menu,
question from chat:
uh-huh.
What if I put a new piece of paper from a Chinese restaurant in the glass? Is that a new menu?
I mean,
I'm done.
Are they okay? Wait. No, this is like a very
this is like ship
this
of Theseus question.
This is a philosophical question here. Are they capable of? Are they capable of making what's on the menu? I would imagine not.
But wait, what, but like you can just like do some like molecular nonsense in the back. get down to like some nautical nonsense.
Molecular
type,
nonsense.
Just, like, me when you I just like change.
Me when
like,
I do molecular
change,
nonsense.
Like the shapes around. Suddenly, the Scranton, Ohio's burger is now Pan Mending. Sweet Scranton, Ohio's sweet and sour sauce. Egg drop soup.
Yeah, like I don't think you'd be able to order off that. I think the Chinese menu would be like an anomaly. That would be the menu. It would be a menu.
If you go to Scranton, Ohio, it would be
a. No. Okay.
A menu, not the menu.
It's a menu.
It would be a menu because it is the sheet that has the writing and the pictures on it.
This is useless.
Okay,
what are we doing?
Why were you arguing with me about that?
Because this was like...
This was an impassioned debate.
Clearly
it mattered.
There was more context that I don't feel like
discussing. We have chat engagement here. Like, this is important to the people. Like, come on.
This is absolutely malarkey.
What is the question here?
You know what?
Okay.
Silence yourself.
Okay, Peter, what you just asked what the question is? Okay, so imagine you're going through a drive-thru. Right?
I got that point,
Okay, is the menu... Like the sheet of paper that, like, all the writing and pictures are on, or is it the, like, metal case that the sheet of paper is contained within to, like, hold it there and keep it safe? He's arguing that it's the case.
It's not. I didn't say it's the case. It's, I said it's yes, the whole you, thing.
That was
the case
argument.
Is part of it. That was my argument.
Well, no. The only menu is the paper itself. The case is only there to protect
Peter,
the menu.
Listen. If I listen, okay.
The case is like an ad hoc to the menu. Like,
I already got a text saying I caught some of your show while driving the other day, and oh no, someone was just like saying a recommendation on my fantastic show that I had the other day.
Another thing from chat.
I thought it was
okay.
If it's a combination restaurant like a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell,
mm-hmm.
do those exist? They do.
Yes.
So I have some insight.
Is if the menus are in the same case, is it two different menus or is it one menu?
Yes, it is two different menus. I think we established.
Okay,
this is like baseline.
Stop interrupting me. Before you say anything, I have to say something. The concept is flawed. There isn't two menus. I've been to a comp. It's one menu. There's just a separator.
Okay.
It's one menu.
Are they the same sheet of paper or
yes,
not?
It's the same sheet of
it's
paper.
It's the same sheet of paper. Actually, no. No, okay. This is like...
I don't know. I've never taken apart
this is like baseline Scranton philosophy that we established. That we established with the Chinese menu question. Because it's a separate menu. It's a separate menu. If they can't make what's on that menu, then it's not the menu.
It's
not the menu. So there would be two A menus in this combination... like Scranton, Ohio, Taco Bell combination restaurant.
I would like to pose another.
Does the Taco Bell cook
it,
the
like,
Chinese
one, there's
food?
One
or
menu.
Does the Scranton, Ohio's
there's one, there's one menu for the Taco cook Bell the and there's one menu for Scranton.
What about the Chinese food?
I would like to pose a question.
Yes.
So let's say that you're going into, I don't know, a Wendy's in Scranton, right?
Yeah.
And the Wendy's in Scranton.
Wait, the Wendy's is inside the Scranton, Ohio's?
Sure.
It's inside the restaurant? Okay.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
Does that make it a combination restaurant?
The drive-thru at the Wendy's or Scranton, Ohio's or whatever it is, the drive-thru can't make what's on that menu because that menu is outdated. In that case, would neither the case nor that paper menu outside be the actual menu?
Repeat?
No. Well, it's still a menu. It's not the current up-to-date, like, spiffy.
Can you use that
menu.
Question in a question or in a sentence?
Okay. So
what's
if
a
the
question, sentence.
If the restaurant can't fulfill what is on the menu at the drive-thru, is that menu at the drive-thru really the menu? Because they can't fulfill it.
It's a menu. It's not the menu.
Yeah, it's a menu.
I've also never been to a dual restaurant that has you order for both restaurants at the same.
It's two different kiosks.
Do
you think if like a Scranton had like a combo or like have like a little tagline to it, like Scranton, Ohio, we're not in Pennsylvania anymore.
Listen, for the combination restaurant question, when I was 9 years old, I went to a combination Taco Bell Long John Silver's. And they had one sheet for both restaurants at the drive-thru. So
that's
I can attest.
Still
actually,
two venues.
I don't know.
there used to be a Taco Bell Long John Silver's, and then one of them, or it was either Taco Bell Long John Silver's or Long John Silver's Arby's.
You just that,
and then
dude,
one of them switched.
Stink,
what what do we? What do they even serve? What do they even serve at Long John Silver's?
It's fast seafood.
It's fast seafood.
Oh, from chat, how about a buffet? Is the little pieces of paper labeling the things
that's not
set
a,
out
that's,
tiny menus?
No, those aren't. That's a dry. A menu contains. Okay. It's a comprehensive guide of everything that is offered.
Yeah,
that's,
if anything, that's just a label. A menu.
Like, those are like labels, yeah. If anything.
Chat. Clip that.
Clip that one, chat. Clip it.
Chat, clip that.
Look what Keem
like
and
we're
Ryan
some
are missing.
Serious breakthroughs here.
I have a very important question, though.
I miss Ryan. I feel like he would have some insights here.
I really don't miss him at all. I have a very important question, though.
What's your question?
Is this even a sport? Is this a sport? Is drive-thruing a sport?
What we're doing here is we're debating, and debating,
is debating
could
a
be
sport?
Yeah. Considered a sport.
Who's winning?
Not you.
See, I am like the prevailing Scranton expert in the room right now. Like...
Is it called? Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Is the restaurant called Scranton, comma Ohio, or is it like Scranton, Ohio's? Like, is that?
No,
is
it's
that...
like Scranton, comma Ohio. Like it's its own town.
Is it a single location or a franchise?
Do you think it would be way funnier if it's a chain?
Like... So.
And exclusively in Pennsylvania.
No, but the tagline. We're not in Pennsylvania anymore. It can't be in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so like...
So it's in every single state except
Pennsylvania?
No, it would be like a situation where it's like a very... It starts like very local... Like if you've ever been to like a Culver's or something, like their branding is like around like, oh, we're like a Wisconsin place. Like Scranton, Ohio would be like, oh, we're a Pennsylvania place. But then... When they eventually get popular, because everybody wants to go to Scranton, Ohio, like, when they get really popular, they'd have to branch out of Pennsylvania, so then they'd open restaurants in other states, and that's where you get the tagline, we're not in Pennsylvania anymore.
Is it like the tagline, the Pennsylvania one just said, like, we're still in Pennsylvania?
No, that one's just Scranton, Ohio.
They don't have a tagline at all, it's just Scranton, Ohio's? Or, sorry, Scranton, Ohio.
Yeah, chat asks, what about secret menus?
Oh wait, hold on. This is interesting. Thank you, chat.
Ooh.
Can you stop going ooh into the microphone and give something insightful? You cretin.
Okay, one more time. Ooh. Okay. Cretin is crazy, by the way.
Somebody get a bloody nose on my binder?
Okay.
Oh, that's the slaughter.
Going off of previous menu philosophy that we've established, I think we've established that, like, even if it's, like, on the same sheet of paper, it's, like, detailing.
Wait a minute. Okay,
but the thing that makes it
secret. Like, it depends on, like, it has to be, like, it's a menu is, like, a list of everything that's specific to that restaurant.
But here's the problem.
So if it were a secret menu, that wouldn't be a comprehensive list. It would be
part of it.
It would be part of it, though. It would be, like...
No menu, because also in modifications, no menu can be comprehensive. You can just ask for something that isn't on the menu.
So what I'm hearing is no menu is the menu.
And like also like secret menus are like really fluid. So okay, it would be like let's use legal terminology here. Like the main menu would be like the primary document, and each secret menu item would be like Scranton, Ohio menu, addendum like 1A, addendum 1B, addendum 1C. Like,
but is the secret menu officially recognized
by what? Like the menu or like the federal government?
Does the federal government regulate secret menu items?
Do you think the government would have an issue with a restaurant
like,
named Scranton, Ohio?
Is there actually, that's a good question. Is a restaurant called Scranton, Ohio misleading for not being in Ohio?
Like how long can they get away with that without like getting into legal trouble? Like,
and, like also,
would it get like shot down when they're like filing the business or?
I mean, it's if you're I don't is there a place in Ohio called Scranton? If there's a place
I mean,
in Ohio,
probably.
I mean, can I make a restaurant just called Pittsburgh?
Wait, as long as, like,
there's a place, there's a place in Ohio called Versailles where they all pronounce it Versailles.
If, as long as you're not naming something, like, in really mean, like, saying expletives in the name of the store or whatever, right? Can you name any store whatever you want as long as it's your business?
I mean...
Yeah, actually, wait, I just brought something up that would... Like, there are places in Ohio named, like, Versailles. There's Rome, Georgia. And, like, the cities
Paris,
of
Texas.
Rome and Versailles don't have any issue with it. I mean, I'm sure they do, but, like...
So, I mean, based on that terminology, we could have a Scranton in Ohio.
There could... Well, is Scranton, Ohio based off the fast food restaurant?
What if you make a fast food restaurant in an unclaimed part of Ohio...
What do you mean unclaimed?
Like it's outside.
Shunned by the eyes of God? Like, what do you mean?
like it is in a perfect spot where it is not in any, like, county.
That's not how it works.
That's not... Like... Have you ever been to a place, Connor?
No. Like, there's a spot, I think it's in Nevada,
like
where they don't have laws. Like, there's a...
Okay, well, that's Nevada, not Ohio.
Right.
But wait.
Let me finish.
It is still something. That's... What you're talking about is, like, a federal preserve.
Yeah, if it's not a county, that's a federal preserve.
Okay, so what... If you get a restaurant and you put it on a federal preserve with
the
permission...
The FBI will get you.
No. They will with permission. Get you. With permission.
No, they won't.
Could you call it Scranton?
With permission?
Yeah.
Call the area Scranton or call the restaurant Scranton?
Call the restaurant Scranton,
okay,
and that is the area.
This reminds me.
You're in the town of Scranton, Ohio.
Is the restaurant the size of a city?
No.
Are we talking like Mega Walmart or what is it called? Super Walmart situation?
No. Like just... Like the size of a Taco Bell is the entirety of Scranton.
Okay, I have prior experience with this.
In Scranton?
I was in a Minecraft server one time. Like we had. Okay. Okay, Sean. Okay. Okay.
Great start. Okay. We're all on your
okay,
side.
Okay, no. You're going to love the next part.
Guys, you're going to love
okay.
this.
Okay, so I was in this Minecraft server, right? And we had like our borders for like our factions. Somebody illegally built a 7-Eleven in the deep. Somebody illegally built a 7-Eleven, and it escalated into a nuclear conflict that eventually...
In Minecraft?
That eventually resulted in the formation of a DMZ in the area of the 7-Eleven. Yeah, in Minecraft. In Minecraft. I have it in Minecraft.
You can make 7-Elevens in Minecraft?
You can make anything in Minecraft.
If you want, yeah.
I mean, even a nuclear war? Is that...
We had mods. Anyways.
That explains it.
But, like, if you were to secretly build a Scranton, Ohio on federal land, could it declare itself an independent part of the United States?
An independent country within the confines?
Who will recognize it? If you have to have like a reason for it to be recognized by like the UN.
Why? What?
I will give the.
I think if you were trying to establish I own this space.
Like
nobody will recognize it. It's not
if you were trying to establish territory within the borders of the U.S., I think the U.S. federal government would
you
be a much larger concern
country.
Than the UN.
You
like,
said
okay,
an independent
okay.
country.
If that's the case, then why don't we go overseas or to one of the islands?
We've done that.
In the Caribbeans.
We've done that many, many times.
Make
it's the U.S.
Ohio.
They don't have enough oil. Next question.
No. It like there's like islands you can buy, right? That are just like yours.
Sure.
Right. What if we just buy one, name it Scranton, Ohio, or name it Ohio, it its own country, and the capital of Ohio is Scranton. And there is one restaurant in all of Scranton, and it's called Scranton, Ohio.
I mean, if it's, like, under no jurisdiction, there's nothing stopping you.
How much would that cost?
Many.
A lot.
What currency? Okay, if you had in this island and you opened a Scranton, Ohio, what currency would you even use?
I mean, I don't
how
see
do
why we can use
anything?
U.S. dollars.
Scranton bucks, I don't know.
The Ryan method.
Ryan V-Bucks. You're on camera, buddy.
Chat clip.
Oh, man.
So an entire country run off of V-Bucks?
V-Bucks.
No. Not V-Bucks. Ryan V-Bucks.
So
what's the difference? So enlighten me.
They're Ryan V-Bucks.
So, okay, I have an
that
idea.
That doesn't help in
the I think
slightest.
It's just my understanding. It's just a different currency.
Is it a cryptocurrency?
I don't know.
Is Ryan V-Bucks on the blockchain?
I will cut. You know those weird coins they had in The Mandalorian that looked like transparent gel or whatever?
Yes.
You mean like the ones like they exchange where like they give them one and it's like I give you like a Lamborghini for one of these coins?
Yeah. I want to make those out of like aerogel.
And called them Ryan V-Bucks.
And Ryan V-Bucks.
Ryan V-Bucks.
What's the RVB to USD exchange rate in that case?
One Ryan V-Bucks is actually worth $3 million.
That's nice. Made of, I like that.
How much is a sandwich? Or what? The, first
30
what
Ryan V-Bucks.
Sheesh.
$900 million. Dollars. I'll pay the rent.
No, we have to be like those ancient civilizations where like our currency are just like massive, like single massive stones. Like,
no, you have to barter.
They have to like roll around.
No, you have to barter. You have to bring like a sheep. I exchange you one sheep for one
McDouble.
McScranton, Ohio.
I still think the best way to do this is make it a cryptocurrency like we talked about before. Can we make NFTs that we can trade in Ryan V-Bucks?
Just pictures of Ryan.
Exactly.
You just exchange like printed photos of Ryan.
But they have to be printed in a special way to prevent fraud.
Could put, like, fraud. Little, like watermark at the bottom. It's a little like holographic watermark.
And of course, it looks like
that's,
Ryan.
That's why like the massive stones are a good idea. It's going to be pretty hard to like fraud chiseling
out
a giant stone.
You can absolutely fraud
for,
a giant stone. Just chisel a new
okay,
one.
Okay, you're telling me like no one in the village is going to notice you chiseling away at a giant stone for like 3 months.
Of course not.
Okay,
they're going to all be at the Scranton, Ohio.
This is on an island in the middle
of nowhere.
Not
going to notice.
Where are we going to get the stones
you think
distributed?
Not gonna, like, you think they're not going to like notice the appearance of a new stone?
The entrance of the island?
You're also just assuming that the island that we get has stones.
Is there a currency exchange in this island? Can you give
there's an ATM
$30 million for a stone and exchange 30 of them for one burger?
You have to spend like 3 days rolling all the stones over for like one burger.
30 stones, by the way. You need like a team. You need an army of men to get a burger.
It's like how about they like walk the old Easter Island heads around, like where it's like with the ropes and like a bunch of people.
How about we just make the size of the rock equal to whatever currency we're exchanging? So like $1 equals a small rock, whereas $10 equals a slightly larger rock.
That's too complicated.
It's like, a 1 centimeter
just
by
like
one centimeter
rock,
cube.
Regardless of size, is equal to $30 million. If you just have like a bucket of sand or gravel,
so you're telling me
like,
that if
it's a good amount of money.
So you're telling me that if I just get a pebble, it's $30 million.
Take that to the bank.
No, you can't.
Well, what bank? There's only one business, the Scranton, Ohio's.
You can only exchange it for burgers.
You know, talking about all this money is making me want some funding for Scranton, Ohio. And if you're interested in having the funding and freedom to research your interests as an undergraduate student, you can go to the Embry-Riddle Office of Undergraduate Research in the bottom of New Res 2, room 157, and they'll help you with advising for grants and resources to get you started. Or you can also just email them at dbugrsch@eru.edu.
Thank you for reading it very slowly. I wouldn't have understood.
You were having some trouble reading off the menu there. Notice how it's a sheet of paper.
Medium iced tea.
Is the PSA the piece of paper or the plastic that's holding it?
It's the words written on it.
Oh my goodness.
The PSA, the sheet of paper, or the binder.
It's the words written on the paper. The paper
is
whatever
worthless. I say it is. It is my job to make the PSA.
The PSA, remember the one that was like, what was it? Something about, like, a Halloween party?
We don't talk about that Halloween party.
What?
That was a dark time.
I don't think anybody went to it. Never mind. Anyways, so, what were we talking about? Scranton, Ohio? Are we going to get funding for Scranton, Ohio? How are we going to raise, like, venture capital funding for Scranton, Ohio.
We start a mobile game.
Go to Sharks. Shark Tank.
Sharks. I'm looking for 30 million pebbles.
In exchange for 4% of Scranton, Ohio.
Sharks.
They just own like a little, like a wedge of the island.
Sharks, I'm looking for an investment of one dump truck filled with gravel.
Just drive it over the water to Scranton, Ohio. Are we gonna... I can't say that, actually.
Well, how are we gonna do transportation to Scranton, Ohio? Assuming that...
There's ferry. There's a recently vacant island. We can take over.
What do you mean?
Big enough for an airport, island? At least.
I mean, if it's big enough for an airport, it's big enough for a Scranton, Ohio.
I agree. This is Scranton, Ohio.
We could have like a little black book
airport.
Of like every ledger for anytime someone exchanged stones. That's how we keep track.
Why does it have to be a black book? Why Why can't it be an Ohio Scranton?
Just in
it has
the shape.
It has like, okay, what's okay?
What is
new question?
What is
new
the
question.
Image of Scranton?
Yeah,
Ohio?
What's I was about to ask. What's the flag?
Black and orange?
What's our brand image?
Orange and black.
Why?
Why
yeah,
not?
Why, right?
Okay. It's just
why?
A stretch out picture of Ryan.
I got it. I got it.
That's the flag.
I got it. So it needs to be like black background. It's going to have like a white speaker on it, right? And it has to have like sound waves coming out of it, right?
Dude, sound waves?
Sound waves?
First one's going to be green. Second one's going to be yellow. Third one's going to be red.
Okay, and I think maybe we should have just some random letters.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have. There's
like,
there's a
you know,
big problem
like
with this.
W.
Or like I.
K. D.
I think there's a problem. I think that's already taken by the Avion.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
I
right.
think they're already using that one. We got to call it like 102.502.5.
You're only allowed to communicate on frequencies 102.5 megahertz.
Vocally?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just have to like,
you have to have
yes.
You have to like produce. You have to like learn how to produce those sounds. That's the language.
Everyone's just going to walk around talking like dial up. That's translated to Scranton, Ohio. What would that be?
So we're talking about making an entirely new language?
We have the island.
It's not a new language.
It's just,
yes, we
you
are,
have
because
to speak
we're screeching
frequency.
Now. We can only talk
it's
in
just
this,
in
it's not a new language. Like,
if I get my voice up like this, you know, like if I speak a different language,
okay.
Like, I'm just changing
so
frequency.
We're just doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like higher, though. In vocal ranges, unreachable. So you can't order
like dog
anything.
Whistle. You have to communicate.
So
with.
Like
you
only dogs.
Yeah, and if you
if you got that dog and you pull up,
if you and if you go outside of that like frequency range by like more than 20%, FCC shots.
Okay, so I just looked it up. So apparently, the average vocal range for an adult man is 85 to 155 hertz.
Light work.
Whereas an adult woman is 165 to 255 hertz.
Okay.
So it's entirely possible.
Just
guys,
like megahertz.
Sorry, woman.
No.
Megahertz.
Megahertz?
Ugh. Like millions of those.
It's only like
okay,
times
so.
A thousand of like the maximum reachable by a human.
Okay, so never mind.
It's
more
a
like 10,000, I think.
It's I dude, if I knew how like numbers work,
because killer
so.
Kilohertz is
kilohertz is thousands. It's
and
millions.
It, megahertz is a million. So if we can speak it, like Connor maximum
nodded.
2,000 hertz.
Because chat can't see Connor. Connor nodded.
I want to say
I
it's
sure
like
did.
I want to say it's like times 5,000 or times 50,000 somewhere on there.
I think you're just blatantly wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know math there. I just kind of thought of what sounds
it's,
right.
It's like 100.
It's like 10 to the 9th
to 1,000,000.
Yeah.
That's more than like what'd you say 50,000. Well, okay.
And now we're in. Stardew Valley.
Can we
or not Stardew Valley.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
That was a good game.
Tallulah's playing it right
I just
now.
Started playing it like this weekend.
Which one?
New Horizons.
Oh, I'm still on Wild World.
New Leaf. New Leaf, man.
She's getting into gaming.
I don't know about that.
New
We're
Leaf
trying.
Is like top tier.
How long before you start playing Halo 3? Is that like
which
gaming?
Which Halo 3?
The third one.
Just like standard
Halo 3 or Halo 3 ODST?
ODST is a different game. It's not Halo 3 ODST. It's just Halo ODST.
Halo 3
Reach?
I got
a better idea. Like have you
heard
of this game?
Okay.
No.
Halo Reach and Halo ODST are their own things. They came
they have
around
nothing
the time
to do with Halo 3.
Halo 3.
Halo Reach didn't even come out at the same time. It came out like 4 years later.
No, it came out at the same time.
Every Halo released simultaneously.
We knew it was going to be such a success that we made five of them.
Yeah, we invested in the entire...
How many of those, like, mobile games did they make? It's like 10. It's like 10 Halo games all at the same time in 2001.
We made, like, the entire Halo septology at the same time.
You know how, like, the studio that made, what was that one, like, children's horror game? They released, like, five of them at the same time.
There's, like, a million of them. It's, like, Garden of Banban.
Garden of Banban. That's the one. They released, like, six games at once.
We should do, like, a Wicked version of that.
And it's just...
We should do... Wait.
Then who's
the
jump scare?
I like what chat said here. Halo 3 Scranton, Ohio edition.
Top
We've
fire.
Ruined chat.
Wait, what was it?
Halo
was
3
chat?
Scranton, Ohio edition.
Halo 3 Scranton, Ohio edition.
Ooh, okay, that, like... Solid, like...
You just gave him some great ideas.
Okay, was there... Do you think... In the
if,
year, like,
if we had a dollar every time
do you
we
think,
went,
like,
ooh,
in the
we
year, like,
Scranton,
2300
Ohio.
Or whenever the Covenant invaded, do you think there was a Scranton, Ohio built in New Mombasa?
Dude, there was a Scranton, Ohio on Reach. They glassed it, bro.
Dude, what was happening to the Spartans that were tasked with the defense of Scranton?
Did you play Halo Reach?
We need
that. Gone.
Okay, where was your favorite Halo?
ODST.
Between Reach and ODST.
See, I think ODST is my favorite, but it is the least Halo.
That's
yeah,
why it's
Halo
the best
game.
One.
That's why I didn't. That's why I'm like really torn on it. I really like it took it in a very unique direction that like no other Halo game really gets to, but it's like not a Halo game.
That's the thing with ODST and Reach. You don't have like the Master Chief plot armor. Like there's actual stakes.
I think Reach was the best one cuz like it had a really strong direction in terms of like story and art direction and stuff, and it also played just really well.
I partially agree. I did not like the Reach gameplay as much as I liked ODST.
ODST gameplay was interesting. It's basically like Halo gameplay but like rebranded.
Yeah.
But I did not like all of the like walking around and backtracking around the same area.
That was I was fine with that. Yeah, that was ODST, but I kind of thought it did a lot to kind of...
It did a lot with its budget.
To,
I think,
like, see, like, subtly bring in the atmosphere.
I think for what it was, with, like, a kind of, like, lower budget Halo game, it did an awesome job with that. But yeah. I think Reach is just the better game.
I mean, I don't completely disagree. Reach is good.
Do you think we're ever going to get DLC for Halo Infinite?
I think,
I'm going to be honest, like, anything...
Who cares about Halo Infinite?
Anything past 3 isn't real.
Chat says, or one person in chat says, I like Halo 4.
Halo 4 is...
Mods ban him. Halo 4 multiplayer is good. The story just feels like a cop-out.
It's... We love 343 Studios. Everything past 3 just, like, struggles to work because... Everything from
3 was the perfect story.
Everything from Combat Evolved through 3 was a very awesome, like self-contained story arc. Halo 4 felt like them trying to like resurrect it, and it just didn't work. It didn't have the same impact.
Yeah,
it was like Halo 4 was actually my back. First... Oh, the Covenant's back to fighting
See,
us.
That's what I'm saying. That's oh, there part are of these the reason that new ODST and Reach things. Are so good. There's no plot armor. It's not like oh, we'll just bring him back if he dies. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's actual, like, stakes to the plot itself.
And I think just, like, the overarching plot and themes of, like, the first kind of Halo arc of, like, Combat Evolved through 3 was just, like, really strong in a way that 4 onward just isn't,
no.
really.
Not to say 4 was, like, strictly bad. I still,
it's not,
I
no,
still
no, no, no,
it.
No, no, it's not bad. It was actually my first Halo game, and it's what got me into Halo. It's just, like, past that, it doesn't have that same feeling.
No, I remember we played pirated copies of Combat Evolved on the computer lab in elementary school. We had like a LAN game going. We got shut down by like the principal of the school. It was crazy.
Stop playing Halo.
Dude, it was so good. I was goaded.
I mean, it's not
on
bad.
The little like computer mouse and the like blue mouse pad and everything.
I don't know. I really don't think that's so bad. I was running a business out of my locker.
What were you selling? What?
I was selling magnets.
Did you report your Did you
why it's in the O?
Did you report your profits to the IRS?
What they don't know won't hurt them.
It'll hurt you. That's the entire like problem. Have you ever dealt with the IRS?
You are on air, Brody.
You're literally on air.
To
Brody,
be fair, this played devil's avocado here. It was like an elementary school.
Bro, they are going
it
to
was,
get
it was
you.
Middle school, but still.
Middle school, middle whatever. School,
dude, it's a joke.
Oh, no.
I think as long as you made under $1,000, you should be fine.
I was saying, I think there is a limit.
There's no way I made $1,000, all things considered.
Can you imagine? Like,
I have
like
a very important question, though. What do you mean you were like horseshoe magnets?
No. Like refrigerator magnets. What?
Like, is there anything on them, or just like?
Yes,
magnets?
No. Like we slapped copyrighted images in there.
Okay, you have a bigger problem than I originally suspected.
What did you think I was originally selling out of my locker, huh? Anyway,
I don't know, man. Like, middle schoolers are crazy.
That's true.
No one's going to go after a middle schooler who is making maybe $100, $200.
Anyways.
Anyway, let's talk about sports.
So, yeah, I was actually going to talk about Bungie, who made...
Oh, no. Let's keep talking about video games. Keep
talking.
Who's Bungie?
Bungie is the studio that made the original Halo games. Yeah.
Oh.
They made Destiny. And then
they made like $50 gorgillion off of Destiny and like
yeah
gorgillion
like $50 more billion or something like that.
And then they fell off and then maybe they're back again. I don't know. I haven't played Destiny in 4 years.
From what I hear, Destiny 2 is still it's kind of just like a spread challenge money grab.
Every time I like a new Destiny season drops, it's always like. I only see two things. It's people who are like, this is the highest form of art ever written, and people who are like, I have never been more disappointed with a piece of media in my life. Art is dead. Like,
the only thing I know about Destiny is that every expansion costs like $400,000 or something.
Yeah, how do you think they made like $50 gorgillion?
You don't just
and they
a
keep laying people off too.
Well, you can't maintain.
Apparently, last week they laid off like 70% of the company.
Want to be a gorgillionaire?
They should just like make a better game.
So bad, so freaking bad. How's that song go?
I think so. I think
that was it.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole song.
I don't remember that song. I partially remember it, the Kidz Bop version at least.
All right. Well,
what were we talking about, Bungie?
Yeah, we were talking about Bungie.
Remember when the show was about sports?
It is. If the Olympics are bringing video games,
let's talk about our.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk.
What video game is the Olympics going to have, or are they going? Are they going to make their own video game?
Because
they have 4 years.
Geometry
Dash. 4 years.
Geometry Dash.
I feel like
Modern Warfare 3.
I feel like for legal reasons they would almost have to like.
They could get a partnership.
I feel like they could, but like
they partner with Nike all the time.
I feel like they would almost have to like make their own video game because like.
But
no,
consider
I completely
like,
disagree.
Like air shooting for air shooting, it's like they have their own like little air gun, don't they?
Consider.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Whatever. I think it's like special companies that make. The air guns.
Like, consider the fact that, like, if they're doing, like, it has to be something that everyone can play. It honestly should be something, like...
Hear me out.
Like, what's already, like, a big eSport?
Mario Kart.
No. Connor, get the gold for us.
I honestly, I would be a little bit disappointed if it wasn't CSGO.
It probably will be.
What if it's Overwatch?
League.
Over.
League?
Actually, no. Why would it be Overwatch? Like not balanced enough.
It has to be. Is there such a game that is perfectly balanced?
CS:GO.
Probably CS:GO, yeah. Where every headshot is instant.
Like CS:GO, because all teams have the exact same. Like everybody on each team is like basically the exact same. Then it swaps back and forth between like what team you're on, so you get a shot at playing both sides.
That's true.
I think CS:GO is like the most balanced, esport kind of game that they're like you can really.
Honestly, you're kind of right because everyone gets access to the same things. That's fair. I agree.
Now, if they make their own game, do you think that they're going to have different types of weapons, or do you think it's just going to be one weapon, or do you think it's not even going to be?
I think we're all assuming
that it's a shooter or a combat video game. What if it's like solitaire? What if it's just
like a platformer?
It's just speed running. But that changes the nature of the
it's like the
competition.
It's like those Sisyphus indie games.
It's a battle for Bikini Bottom on the PS2.
It's got the Atari motion gloves.
It's got the power glove.
Yeah, the power glove.
You have to play Street Fighter 2 on the SNES with a power glove. That's the Olympic sport.
Oh,
and is it gonna be console or is it gonna be keyboard? Is it gonna be mixed?
It's actually gonna be Virtual Boy.
Dude, I was at a store the other day and they had Virtual Boys in.
No way.
Yeah, it was in like.
It was a knockoff.
Orange.
It had
no
to have been
real.
A
it was a real one. It meant like Port Orange. It wasn't for sale, but they had them and they were going to sell them.
Okay, well that's different.
They were still inventorying and testing them, but they were there and they were working.
Oh, so they planned on selling.
They planned on selling them.
Well, we here at the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach love video games, and
gaming.
If you love video games, show up. We'd love to have you.
We always do video games.
Actually, we do a lot of card and board games.
Speaking of card and board games,
yeah, and you can and like we've been talking about our chat. You can always you can join in these deep philosophical discussions about Scranton, Ohio.
Was it twitch.tv/WIKD1025?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. If you ever want to hear a conversation similar to this, just walk into the office at any given time.
Or you can find our podcast, which the show is a podcast, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere you get podcasts.
Or you can call us and you'll scare Connor when the phone rings.
Please don't. I'd like to not be scared.
What if instead of giving like the station's phone number, we just give Connor's like personal cell phone?
No. And people would know too because it's
do not pull it up.
It's not a Florida number.
Yeah,
it's five.
So,
six.
It's six.
Do not release public or private information into the public. That's rule number one. That's not number one. It's like
it's
rule
a
five.
Rule. Yeah.
Rule number like one is
it says it on there, this plaque in front of me.
It's one of the big ones.
It is a big one, but it's not rule number one. Yeah. Rule number one is,
I mean, here on Wiki we have a lot of fantastic podcasters. Shout out to Brian Park.
Shout out to Connor Lackey. Shout out to Bo.
All of our fantastic.
Shout out
podcasts.
To sports, the podcast.
Oh man, I love sports.
Where we talk about sports.
Sports.
You know what else we talk about?
Magic the Gathering. Let's talk about Magic the Gathering. My favorite sport. Certainly an action. Okay.
That was three.
Oh, I thought you turned off my mic mid sentence.
Actually, shut up.
No, you're this one.
Silence. Okay. Got it.
What about Magic the Gathering?
I don't know. Is there anything to talk about? I wasn't prepared for this. That was a joke.
If y'all start talking about magic, I'm leaving the room.
Why? What's wrong?
We're going to be here. Y'all are going to be here like way beyond sports time.
Not really.
Slot, like.
The sports time slot's 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
We're not even past hour one
I know.
All the way yet.
You'll be talking for like 5 hours.
Hey, grab a 5 hour energy. Come on. Get real.
Real. Okay.
Grab 5 hours.
What are we? What is the Spotify? Is it Wicked Studios?
I think Wicked Studios because I looked when it first.
You listen to our interview podcast there too. That's all
true.
Sorts of cool artists.
All right,
we do
so,
a lot of cool stuff.
It is almost September.
True.
So we're about halfway through the time we have for Bloomberg.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? This is an open. This is a shotgun question. Anybody can answer.
I will say, I've played two of the Bloomberg decks with Bo. I played the Group Hug one, and I played Family Matters. I think those. I'm gonna be honest.
The Drake Recon.
Anyways,
is there any Kendrick tokens?
Kendrick just opened his mouth.
No more.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, Okay. I will say, I think those two decks have been some of the most fun I've had playing Magic, honestly. I think they work very well. I think they have a lot of cards that, like, trigger and, like, work over each other very nicely and make it, like, just a very fun experience. I will say Group Hug. I do feel like it kind of went almost too far with that because, like, every turn I was having, like, a cascade of, like, okay, I triggered this thing and then this triggers these two cards. And when this card triggers, this thing happens. Then this thing happens. And, like, I feel like it went a little bit too heavy with that. It was really fun, but it was just, like, kind of crazy. I did really like Family Matters, though. I think that's just a pretty nice, balanced, fun deck to play.
Yeah, I think generally Wizards hits the mark with precons. I can't really think of any in recent memory that were absolutely either awful or just completely unbalanced.
I think the energy deck from Modern Horizons 3 was below.
It was not that good. I didn't play it, so I wouldn't know.
It's just that energy has a lot of issues because there's not a lot of cards for it. The most amount of cards we've gotten have come from two Commander precons, both in Jeskai colors. And both of them do different things, where the Fallout one was like artifacts making energy stuff. Whereas the Modern Horizons 3 was making energy to copy attacking creatures.
Okay.
All
I know about energy is that it's a fairly good deck in Modern right now. That's all I know about energy.
Modern's a little bit different than... Modern has Nadu banned. Commander does not.
Connor, I need to ask your opinion on a card that I saw in the Group Hug deck, because I thought it was a bizarre card.
Okay.
And I thought that I couldn't think of any situation where it would be helpful.
Shoot.
If I remember correctly, it was a...
You could check.
2 white mana, 4 colorless. And the whole thing with the card was you are offered the choice of offering a gift to your opponent.
Right.
And that gift is granting them an additional turn.
Okay, so that card...
Oh, no, wait.
I know what that card is.
You know.
So that card is supposed to be a more balanced... it's an instant, right? Teferi's Protection is an instant?
No,
you
it's...
You said, wait,
it's
four,
no, no, it's
four generic, two white?
It's like, it was something like Purge Protection or something.
No, so that card you're talking about is supposed... I think it's supposed to be a more balanced version of a card called Teferi's Protection.
Okay.
Where it does the same thing, except you're not giving anybody an extra turn. You're just making you and your board untouchable for an entire turn rotation.
Mm.
Whereas that one, it's like, your board is untouchable and you're untouchable, but you're giving somebody an extra turn.
It also removes all of your non-land permanents.
With phasing out, right?
What do you mean phase out?
Okay, I have the card text in front of me for Perch Protection. Do you want me to just read it throughout?
Yeah, read it.
It is 4 generic white-white instant with the text. Give an extra turn. Gift an extra turn. Do we all know how gift works, or do I need to read the reminder for that?
I'm good.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, so you don't have to. That's the thing. It's a May ability to give the extra turn. But it's you get 4 tokens, and okay, it's only if you give someone an extra turn, you get all permanents you control phase out until your next turn, your life total can't change, and you have protection from everything, then exile, purge, protect.
Okay, what does phase out mean then?
Treat it as if they don't exist.
Oh, so it's just for that turn.
And it says until your next turn. So even during your opponent's extra turn,
okay, so
they
you,
can't do anything.
So you
can you pull up
cards.
Teferi's Protection, please?
I can read Teferi. Teferi's Protection is similar.
Teferi's Protection is the better version of that because you just phase out completely. You don't get give an extra turn to anybody. But because of that, Teferi's Protection is what? A $30, $40 card?
Yeah, Teferi's Protection right now, at least for the Double Masters print, is right about $38. It's 2 in a white for an instant.
What's the card art on it?
That's that one. It's just until your next turn, your life total can't change, and you have protection from everything, which means like you can't be targeted, you can't be attacked. Well, you can be attacked. You can't take damage. All permanents you control phase out. Treat as if they don't exist.
You can't be...
You can't be... What is it?
Actually, it says protection from all colors, right?
No, it says protection from everything.
Okay, so you can't be attacked either. Because you're attacking, you're targeting.
I don't think so, because I know you can still attack somebody with protection from everything, I believe. It won't do any. It won't do anything.
And just saying,
can
like,
still attack.
As a side note, for anybody who might be watching the Twitch stream, I asked about the card art. Since you can't see that, I'm going to do a little demonstration here. It's basically just like a wizard guy in front of like a like field. These... And he's like...
The wizard guy's name is Teferi.
That's Teferi. Do you know Teferi? He's a planeswalker and a pretty important card in the lore of Magic: The Gathering.
I do not care about the lore. I care about how much damage I can do to Bo in one turn.
Then you shouldn't be playing Teferi. Teferi is not a good planeswalker for that, if that's all your goal is.
So, looking towards next year, we got some little dabbles of the return to Tarkir, which I'm very, very excited.
We're going back to Tarkir?
Yep. Okay. And Lorwyn.
And Lorwyn?
Mm-hmm. In the same year. We're going to get 5 commander decks, possibly, for each tribe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. And I'm kind of excited because that block was where I like actually started paying attention to Magic: The Gathering. So it holds a very, very special place in my heart. The first card that I bought was one of the Silmagar dragon cards. So I can't wait for it to come out, and I'm gonna probably buy all of them. And then Lorwyn will be interesting because I know that is a very beloved...
Lorwyn's fun. There's a lot of cool designs and things in Lorwyn.
Do you think they're going to reprint Cerulean Wisps?
Oh, you're maybe the only person in the planet who cares.
I mean, I already have one.
Players,
I have one.
Who care about Cerulean Wisps?
I bought it when it was not like...
How much
15,
is it now?
I think it's gone down, but it was like up there for a while.
I think there. It's only like $7 now.
I think it's only $7 now, but it did like really go up there for a little bit.
Yeah. To be fair, there were some card like this happens a lot where like an older card suddenly becomes really, really good. And it'll go up in price. They'll eventually reprint it. It doesn't have to be in Lorwyn. They will probably reprint it because it's popular, and they'll probably print something else that works with them. Because now they know people are looking for it.
Because I remember right before I bought it, it was like 35 cents. And then immediately, boom, $8. And then the next day, boom, $12. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. No, I mean, similar things have happened with other cards like Shugo. Which crashed down recently, by the way, which is really funny. Like, everyone's trying to sell off their copies of Shugo.
Yep.
I wonder why.
Me too. How many Ryan V-Bucks does it cost to get a commander deck in Scranton, Ohio?
Is
that on the menu?
Just like a random, just 100 random cards. Never even mention, it's one land and 99 lightning bolts. Not even a mountain, it's a waste and 99 lightning bolts. One shock. That's the commander.
For 8 truckloads of pebbles.
For 8 dump trucks of gravel. More, you need more rocks than just pebbles. As many rocks as fathomably possible.
And it can't be like a big rock that could be broken down into those pebbles. It has to be the pebbles. Has to
individual be rocks.
Individual rocks. If you have one big rock, that's the same as like a speck. Just bring like a bucket of sand.
a currency is like sand grains.
That actually would work. Like,
fine. No, it would not.
You could just do it by weight.
Can Scranton, Ohio, be one of the planes that Death Race goes to?
God, there has to be a bit. There's no way they're actually doing a.
They have got to do a Speed Racer secret layer for that.
I mean, they will. Because that's have to. Free money printer. Wizards. But I still can't believe.
Wizards, take that idea as long as I get one of the secret layers.
You're not getting it.
I would love a Speed Racer secret layer.
It's over before it started. It's already sold out. They haven't made it yet. It's already sold out. I still can't believe. I understand, like, trying different things. But just a race just sounds very odd. I still can't imagine it existing. It's just hard for me to, like, fathom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really understand why they're doing a race across planes. They did print a bunch of race cars in, was it Kaladesh?
I think. Yeah, either Kaladesh or was it Kaldheim?
No, Kaldheim is.
Kaldheim was different. It was Kaladesh.
Is the Norse one.
It was Kaladesh.
Which was interesting because I was looking through trying to make a, Edward Kenwood deck. I was looking through all the vehicles and I was like, these are a bunch of race cars. Oh, these are a bunch of cards that are going to get reprinted for the race in February. Do you think they're going to do a Coke or a Daytona 500?
If they're doing the race, layer do drop? They're gonna, if they're doing the race, do you think they're going to free take? Hey?
What if they made like a Daytona Beach commander deck?
Who's the commander?
Yeah, who would the commander?
Who's the Barry commander Butler. Of Daytona Beach? Of the city Barry of Daytona Butler. Beach?
I heard.
It's Dylan.
Maury Husseini.
It's that's Dylan. It's no. It's Dylan DJ Hotfire.
Dylan DJ.
Honestly, he doesn't even live here anymore.
Olivia.
So true. He doesn't even live here anymore.
He's still like the.
He's the commander of the Chicago.
The Chicago deck.
Oh my goodness.
That doesn't answer the question though.
Who Chat, how will this impact Legacy?
Like, who would the commander?
How will
of the
this
Daytona
impact
Beach?
Pioneer?
Chat, how will this impact the Pauper format?
Delayed for the 15th time.
Okay.
Delayed due to the astronauts being preoccupied playing Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. We should, if we get those cameras that we were talking about earlier, we should do a Magic the Gathering podcast.
Dude, Dan on air.
Dan on, I don't know about on air.
On the podcast, though.
On air would take too long.
I think on air would be varying. Yeah. Because it can last anywhere from five turns.
Five turns to your island is now a forest.
You control no islands now because it's a forest?
I still can't believe it's there's no until end of turn. You actually like made a pro gamer move.
It
by
turned
foresting
an
my island.
Get forested, idiot.
Actual insane. It's fun. We need to play Dandan, like, maybe after this.
I think after this I'm going to go home, because I have an 8:15 class.
Skill issue.
I have a 9:45, and I have to find parking.
Dude, I got my 9:45 changed to a noon. I'm happy.
How
I'm
do you
jolly.
Get, you have to drive, don't you?
Yeah.
How do you deal with parking around then?
It's not as bad as it is in the morning. Like, around, like, afternoon's not nearly really? As bad.
Because I got here at, like, 9 in the morning.
Oh, no. Like, when I had the 9 a.m. class, I had to park, like, way in the ICI center.
Are you serious? Like, does it actually clear up later in the day?
There was, like, one spot. But later in the day, it clears up a little bit, at least. It's not as bad. It's not as competitive, I'll say. Mm-hmm. If somebody leaves, there's not someone jumping on it.
Connor, all I'm saying is I just heard, like, a little Christmas leitmotif in this song.
I think it's Happy Birthday.
Okay, never mind. Okay, you're right.
I've been thinking about this for, like, 5 minutes.
I have not even listened to the music. I've been too focused on this intense debate.
That sounded like...
about menus.
It did sound a little Christmassy.
The happy birthday song.
I can't
very,
wait for
it's
Christmas.
It's like very Christmas core.
You're a real big Christmas fan.
Huh? I
Christmas
love Christmas.
Guy.
Real Christmas guy.
All right.
Have Duskmourne previews started? We're going back to
No, not yet.
Okay. I'm very excited for Duskmourne. I like horror stuff a lot.
I'm interested to see how they do it. I'll put it that way. I'm interested to see how they'll...
All I'm saying is that, like, one of the previews for the Commander deck where, like, you can see the box is just, like... And it tells you, like, kind of how the deck plays. It's literally just, like, punish them, make them pay.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
and
one.
It's like, ugh. I'm sure that one's going to be real fun to play against.
Yeah, ask Connor. He's the proprietor of decks.
Yeah,
I've been
playing Arch Enemy without any of the Arch Enemy schemes. Let me tell you, it's not fun.
No, you have an Arch Enemy scheme. It's called Spreading Plague.
Spreading Plague is so good in an Eldrazi deck.
Don't tell the masses. Keep that a secret.
Proliferate.
Take out three players from a proliferate poison deck.
Okay.
I took out a bunch of decks from rotation. The poison deck was one of them.
Thank God.
The decks I have in rotation right now.
You have the mill deck still?
Nope, that's not in rotation right now. So I have Eldrazi, lands and lords. Chaos Marines, Nelly Borka, my Spellslinger deck, and I think the other one is Mothman. Now, Mothman might get switched out for the mill deck. Because I haven't played it in a while.
I can't wait for that one.
It's not upgraded. It's a precon.
At least, like, playing precons against it was painful. I just distinctly remember it being, like, an experience.
Yeah. I also want to get more people to play at a time. Because a lot of decks either, like, get either, like, blown way out of proportionally strong... Or just suffer immensely in a 1v1 format.
Yeah, the mill deck in 1v1 is painful. I'll say that much, probably.
Because you're the only target the entire time.
Yeah.
Yawning over there, bud?
Yeah.
You're tired?
Eepy. Yeah.
All right. We'll cut it there then. Thank you for listening to the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. If you're interested in us at all, you can give us a follow on Instagram. We have a website. We have Twitch. It goes live quite often. Thanks for doing that in the camera.
Yeah, no problem. If you're interested in us.
Okay.
You come out to paint you on Friday.
Yeah, that's paint true. You on Friday.
I'll be there.
True.
I hope so.
If you're a student of Riddle, feel free to drop by the office. You can meet the chairman and CEO of Scranton, Ohio.
Patent pending.
If some random person comes up to me and says that, I would
die. I would pass away right there.
Wait, we have a guest.
I would evaporate.
There was like a bee. It's our guest. I don't know where it went. I just saw it like.
We have to read him the bylaws. We have to tell him what he can't say.
Yeah.
You know the words.
All right. Let me actually put automation on the right time.
That's a good idea.
Fantastic idea.
Fantabulous.
Oh, I bet. Okay. This is still on automation. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.